Everybody remembers a childhood, like, fairy tale, the childhood story, pigtails, right? This little pig went to market. This little pig had none. This little pig stayed home. This little pig went wee, wee, wee all the way home. And so for my story, I really want to focus on the pig that had none. So just a little bit about myself. Again, my name is Jabari. I'm from Canton, Mississippi, a very small rural town. And growing up in Canton, it was always understood, or my parents always made it known to me, that I know my place in the society. And so Canton is mostly black, and some white folks there as well. And it's very segregated. Like, on this side of the track is all white, and this side of the track is all black. And my mother would always tell me, don't get caught on the wrong side of the track at night. And so I thought to myself, man, what are they doing on the other side of the track at nighttime that I cannot go? And so I was always like really, really curious. So 2009, January, I was going on a date. We was going to the movies. We met at Burger King. Then was gonna go to the movies about 2 miles away. Driving down the highway, I saw this beautiful Camaro. It was navy blue. It had T-tops. It had chrome wheels. It was a beautiful car. So I saw this car, jumped off the exit, drove under the highway, pulled into the Burger King parking lot, put my truck in neutral, getting my hair ready. I don't have any now. I had some then, I promise you. There's a picture. So, getting myself ready for my date, I hear voices behind me. And I was like, I have no idea who that is. So I'm assuming it's just, you know, somebody's fussing at, I don't know, the drive-through person at Burger King. Something's going on that doesn't involve me. I kick my door open, person yells, boy, you need to go back to Jackson. I was a little confused because I'm not from Jackson, so I shouldn't go back to Jackson. But Jackson is a majority black city, so what he was saying is you need to go back to where you belong. A similar story I had heard from my mother many years before. As I realized the person is talking to me, he began to yell other slurs and say, why did you cut me off? And all these other jazz. And I was like, you know, whatever. I didn't cut you off. I'm going about my business. I walked away and I heard the person say, I'm going to kill you. And something in my mind drove me to walk back to this individual's car. And as I'm walking toward his car, I see a Camaro, a navy blue Camaro, T-tops with chrome wheels. It was a nice car. As I began to walk toward the car, I'm about 10 feet away, he swings his door open, and he pulls out a gun. I stopped. I looked at the gentleman, and I say, are you going to kill me? Is this what you're going to do? He didn't budge. I didn't budge. He quickly slams his door, pulls away. I go to my date's car, who was only one car space away from us at the time, who heard all this go down, and I say, we have to follow him. That was the look she gave me. So we didn't follow him. We went to the movies. In that moment, I realized that there were some luxuries that I did not and could not experience. And that many other people who share in my struggle or victory, who happen to look like me, aka have the same skin color of me, are not afforded some of the same privileges as folks who don't share in that same victory or that same struggle. I wanted to share this story, but also to think about those folks, those individuals who are not here. Those individuals who have a story that never had the opportunity to share their story. Individuals who never had the opportunity to see the age that I'm at now, 28, because their life was ended by someone who saw the power and took the power to do so. By those individuals' mother who mourned their loss, by their families and those communities that also witnessed and experienced their loss as well. I want to have a moment of silence for those folks. Thank you.